The following podcast was recorded at the Presbyterian Church in Burlington on November 1st, 2015.
Please join me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of each and every one of our hearts here today be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, certainly very grateful to James for giving us some history there on what All Saints Day is all about. We could also have gone in the direction of the ancient Celts, who had a holiday at this time of the year in which they believed. That's why ghosts and goblins are part of our celebration, handed down through the Celts, and that was part of their celebration of All Hallows Eve as well. But today we celebrate this as All Saints Day, and we celebrate it with communion. We gather around the table. We remember Jesus Christ. We honor him. We love him. We seek to serve him. And the title for my sermon today is maybe a little bit different. It's Dinner with Jesus and Uncle Fred. Now, what's that all about? What's that all about? What it's about is our belief that every time we celebrate communion, every time we gather around this table, we do it in communion with all those who have gone before us. Could be Uncle Charlie. Could be Aunt Tilly. Could be Uncle Fred. All those people who have shaped us, who have left a legacy for us, who have touched our lives either directly or indirectly. And it's not just on All Saints Sunday that we believe that. Every time we do celebrate communion, there truly is a sense that we're celebrating it with those on heaven, in heaven, and those on earth. We got a little picture of heaven in Revelation 21. Verses 1 through 6, you get a little bit of a hint of what heaven is all about. The most important news being there's no more weeping, there's no more pain, there's no more sorrow. Because in heaven, we're eternally in the presence of God's eternal light, eternal love, and eternal peace. And today, we celebrate those who are in heaven, hoping and trusting that one day we're going to join them in singing their praises, in celebrating the fact that they are in that new Jerusalem, they are in that holy city, they are with God in an immediate, powerful sense of presence with God. Now, in your bulletin quote today, I actually quoted from the Directory for Worship of the Presbyterian Church, and it talks about communion. And let me just read that through one time for you. As the people of God bless and thank God the Father and remember Jesus Christ the Son, they call upon the Holy Spirit to lift them into Christ's presence, to accept their offering of bread and the cup, to make breaking bread and sharing the cup a participation in the body and blood of Christ, to bind them with Christ and with one another. And then, adding some emphasis here, to unite them in communion with all the faithful in heaven and on earth, to nourish them with Christ's body and blood, that they may mature into the fullness of Christ, and to keep them faithful as Christ's body, representing Christ and doing God's work in the world. That's a lot of stuff that's going on in what looks like a very simple meal. But there is a lot that's happening. And kind of like an iceberg, there's a lot of it that's happening in a different realm, below the surface, beyond our vision, but it is happening. We may not see it every time we celebrate communion. We may not feel it every time we celebrate communion, but that doesn't mean it isn't happening, that we are being joined in a very special way with all those who have gone before us. Now, in the Presbyterian tradition, when we talk about saints, it's a little different than other traditions. Other traditions have capital S saints. Saint Teresa, Saint Francis, Saint John, Saint Matthew, Saint Luke. Go ahead and name them. We believe that everybody who follows Christ, everybody who's a part of the family of Christ, that each one of us are saints with a small letter S. We are saints here and now. We will be saints later on in heaven. And so we celebrate communion here, even as we do that, the saints in heaven are celebrating with us as well. It's a very important day because we need to remember the past. In our circumstance here, we need to remember the folks who established this church back in the early 1960s, and to show our thanks for their vision, for their dream, for their perseverance, for all that they did to make this church what it is, what it has been down through the years, and what it is now. So we're grateful for those particular saints who had a dream, who had a vision, who made it come true. And now we walk in their footsteps, following them into the future. Each one of us, no doubt, has been touched in our lives by somebody who's been very special to us, somebody who helped us to become who we are, who saw something in us, who believed something about us, who affirmed gifts that we weren't sure that we had, who helped us develop gifts that we weren't sure that we had. We all have people like that who've been very, very special in our lives. A number of years ago, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, Presbyterian minister and children's show star as well, was speaking to a very, very high-powered audience in Washington, D.C. And he talked to them as, you know, in his simple voice that we're all very, very familiar with. And toward the end of his speech, he said, I know we're all very busy. I all know we have places to go, we have things to do, and so on and so forth. But I want to ask you now just to take 3 minutes. I want you to take 3 minutes, and I'm going to keep count here. I'm gonna be the timekeeper. But I want each one of you to pick one person in your past who touched your life in a very, very special way, who really was for you a saint because of who they were, what they saw, what they did, how they helped, how they believed, how they encouraged, how they admonished you, perhaps, from time to time. But I want you to think of that one person who is so very much responsible for the fact that you're sitting in this audience here today. So here's high-powered Washington sitting in front of Fred Rogers. And the room went silent, and Fred Rogers kept time. And after a minute or so, you could hear some sniffles. You could hear some noses being blown. You had a sense that something was happening, that all of these people gathered in that room were there because someone that they were then remembering had made it possible for them to achieve that and to be where they were then. That's part of what we do today, is to really think in terms of our life of faith, in terms of who we are, in terms of who we're trying to be as individuals, as members of this church. Who are those people who are really responsible? Who are those people who are really responsible for, at some point, seeing something in us, seeing some God-given talent, some God-given gifts, some God-given ability that perhaps we weren't acknowledging, and who maybe went out of their way to say, you know, you're pretty good at doing this, or you're pretty good at doing that, or I like the way you write this way. I like the way that you speak when you stand up and you speak and you have something to say. You really deliver that in a powerful, powerful kind of way. All of us have had someone like that who's responsible for the fact that we're here today. All Saints is a day to remember those people. I never knew my Uncle Michael. He died a number of years before I was born. I was named after him. He had died young of kidney disease back when they didn't really have any good ways of treating kidney disease. And I remember looking through some old papers at home one time, and I found something he had written about the church that my family had attended, Christ Church in New York City. And he just wrote these, I can't find it now, I don't know where it went. It's somewhere. It's somewhere in all the moves that we've made. It's packed away somewhere. But I carry it in my heart. Because he talked about how the church was just such a powerful force for good. And he talked about how the church was a place where he felt at home. A place where he felt accepted. Where he felt valued. Where he felt that everyone was trying to help him be the best person that he could be. And they're just wonderful, wonderfully powerful words. And I carry those in my heart. I carry those in my heart because they are so special, they are so important. And because that was someone who, across the years, who I never even knew when he was alive, who had an impact on me and gave me a sense of what the church could and should be all about. And so I'll be having communion today, dinner with Jesus and with Uncle Michael. How about you? Who will you be having dinner with in a special way today? Who will you be thinking about? Who will be sitting next to you as you receive communion today? Give thanks for those people who see something in us, who see a gift that God has given us, who see a gift that we're not exercising to its fullest potential, but who go out of their way to encourage us, strengthen us, to help us believe in ourselves, but not just believe in ourselves, but believe in something much larger than ourselves. As we celebrate communion today, think about what saint, small s saint, you are celebrating communion with today. Amen.
Today's sermon was delivered by Michael O'Brien, interim pastor. This podcast was produced by the Presbyterian Church in Burlington, 335 Cambridge Street, Burlington, Mass., and edited by James McNinch. If you can't visit us in person, then visit our website at www.burlingtonpres.org. This podcast is copyright 2015 and provided under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means you have permission to download and give away copies of this podcast.